time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And one thing that we've been talking about is the Crown Act, which was created to protect natural hair in public spaces. We know that this disproportionately affects Black women in particular who want to rock their naturals, their froze, their braids, and their locks, particularly in the workplace. On the line is my good buddy Michelle Watley, founder of Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet. You know, we try to amplify Black women's voices. Now, Michelle, you went to the hearing in Kansas because a Democratic senator actually presented a Senate bill to address this. Tell us more.
Yes, Senator Foscato of Kansas and Wichita introduced the legislation, Senate Bill 250. And so we were able to essentially get members of the Fed and State Committee to have a hearing on the bill so that we can get it through the House floor. And so Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet helped to corral the stories and testimonies of Black women from across the state who have experienced hair discrimination, microaggressions, and essentially backlash for wearing locks, braids, and twists to the workplace. And so we got to amplify our voices and tell our stories at that hearing.
Now, from what I understand, no action was taken yet. I can't remember the one dude's name who was concerned about who would determine what styles are getting discriminated against. Boy, we got receipts, article. Anyway, okay, I'm sorry, Michelle. Let me come back to where we are. So no action was taken yet. So what does that mean for us, Michelle, who want to support the protections of natural hair?
Yeah, at this point, we need to get in contact with the members of the committee and let them know that this is an issue. The line of questioning that was brought up was, you know, will we be able to regulate other hairstyles? And what does this mean for employers who have regulations on safety and the like? How do we tell employers how they can manage their employees? That was the complaint of the Kansas mm-hmm. Chamber of Commerce. They came out against the bill. They opposed the bill because of these issues. But that's simply not the case. That's not what we're finding when these laws are implemented. Take, for instance, the Navy, the Army, and the Marines. They most recently lifted bans that they had against locks, braids, and twists. But members of the military are still required to conform to standards of length and other issues that relate to safety. So this does not keep right. employers from, you know, utilizing safety rules and the like. What this does is prohibits employers or academic institutions from banning hairstyles mm-hmm. that are specific to Black people. Let's just be, you know, real about it. No one else is wearing locks, braids, or twists. It is a yeah. Black hairstyle. It speaks to Black culture, and we should be able to express that culture and who we are in these public spaces.
Yeah, just like the Texas teen who was told, cut your locks or you can't walk for graduation. So absolutely, Michelle. Now, what can we do to follow up and hashtag protect the crown?
There are lots of ways that folks can help. First of all, sharing it on social media. That is very helpful to get the word out using the hashtag Protect the Crown. The members of the committee are up on our website and we've sent out newsletters. You can contact them directly and let them know why Senate Bill 250 is important, why it's needed, and why you support it. And if you want to help with the campaign in a more major way and contribute your time and talent because the campaign needs as much help as we can get, you can visit our website, www.shirleyskitchencabinet.org/Crown Act, and sign up to be a part of the campaign. There are lots of ways you can contribute to this effort to ensure that we create a respectful and open world for natural hair.
All right. Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, nonpartisan group meant to amplify Black women's voices. Make sure you do so today and check them out on Facebook, too. Thank you, Shell.
Thank you, Julie. Talk to you soon.